Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mall, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning on the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. Hello to you wherever you are in this world. This is part 29 of our Attitude and Altitude Series Marathon. So needless to say, we are coming down the wire. It is December. It's time to prepare for the change you have been waiting for. I know that I meant more to myself than staying with someone who I meant nothing to. So many of us stay with the wrong people. We convince ourselves we are doing it for the right reasons. So today we're going to talk about this, but before we get started, for all of you who may be new to our program, let me give you a quick overview of how things flow. We start off by everyone being in a seated or lying position with your eyes closed, because we're going to do our few moments of stress relief and release through our breathing exercises. Then we usually jump into the program. I also have moments of silence during our sessions. That gives you that chance to digest what has been discussed up to that point and figure out where you can apply it in your personal lives. And if you know someone who can benefit from our programs, please share away and come back often as you need. So by now, everyone should be in their seated or lying positions. We are about to get started. So everyone ready? Eyes closed, lying back or seated. Let's inhale. Or now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. I want you to continue your breathing throughout our program today. This is just our small time that we have together. So I need you to relax for a moment. Let it all go. I need you to just be here with me in our moment. Keep breathing. Just giving you a few moments of silence and solitude. So this has been our marathon that we have been doing for quite some time. If we're on session 29, you know we've had almost 30 days worth of conversation, so to speak. Today is no different. As I said early on, that I promised you that we would continue to move forward and things would get very personal and heartfelt and emotional and intense. Because in order for us to move forward, we need to be very truthful and very real with the person that we see in the mirror. We have to be honest with ourselves in order for us to be prepared for our change, for our shifts, for our new journeys. We have to ourselves together. And in order for us to do that, we need to stop sugarcoating the truth. We need to stop living in that world of make-believe. We need to be very honest and upfront with who we are. And today is no different on our program for a host of reasons. Today we're continuing what we started yesterday. You know, yesterday I had spoken about a piece in my book, Silent Noise Lip Service. It's about the voice in the dark that kept me from ending up in a place no one usually wants to be. I would have created one of God's greatest sins had I not listened to the voice who had come to me in the darkness to tell me to hold on a little longer. And my day of deliverance was coming from being in a relationship, in a marriage, to a psychotic abuser. So here we are today. And today is no different, helping many of us to understand, because you see, some of us are living a lie in such a way that we have convinced ourselves that nobody understands or sees what's going on in our lives. So many of us say, I speak, this is what I do, people. I help broken people to pick the best of those broken pieces to create new masterpieces. So I hear certain stories over and over and over again. A lot of my friends, people that I know, people whom I've worked with, who are what they consider to be more seasoned, they stay in bad relationships because they don't want to grow old alone. In a world full of people, they predicate their entire happiness on being with one person. Some stay because they like to have the material items that come along with the association. They want the fancy cars and the homes and something to flash all over social media while they are living their beautiful lives. They don't want to realize that people know the truth. So many of us, we belong at the appetizer table, and it's a nice place to be. The appetizer bar has large variety of really good food, but they prefer to sit at the main, in the grand ballroom, at the main course table. People want to be in the somebody crowd. So there's many reasons why we stay, and others just aren't strong enough and don't know how to get out of those situations. So today our piece is called Understand from our book. And of course, the second part of our inspiration is life in general. We all see this. We have experienced it. Some of us have, but many of us have witnessed it. You know exactly what I'm saying here. So I want you to continue to lie back, sit back, eyes closed, and just allow my voice to guide you through our program today. Understand. You say, I don't understand why you stay with this hurtful, unloving man or woman. How about that? You tell me he or she never hit you or even raised his or her hand. So this is your justification for not taking a stand. I can sit here all day and tell you how to handle things my way. That would be in vain because you would think I'm the one who is insane. You knew when you first met a person that loving him or her was a really bad plan. You gave up your hopes and dreams and life to become the bad man or woman's spouse. He or she roams the neighborhood befriending all the ladies or men, while you sit home alone and take care of the babies. Maybe you're right to say, I'll never understand, because there's no way in hell I would stay or keep that man or woman. I altered this piece because it was written from a woman's point of view. I was speaking to a specific group of women. But because this is a situation that affects both men and women, I altered it a bit. I want to say this, that it still amazes me how many people come to me for help, but when I give them the answers they seek, they make up more excuses why my solutions would never work. So I dedicated this piece to those wanting to move forward who are not ready to put one foot in front of the other. This is, if this is you or someone you know, just jot down what you think needs to be done for your exodus to begin. your exodus or their exodus. If you have a friend, you can always try to help them once, maybe twice, but the minute that you know that it's not getting through and they're starting to attack you instead of attacking the situation at hand, it's time for you to move on, to take care of you. It's the way that we have to continue to move forward towards our destiny, towards our change in this world. We cannot do that as long as we are trying to help those who do not want to be helped. Let me say that again. We can't take care of our destiny, our change, our shifts, if we spend all of our time trying to help those who do not want to be helped. Some people are not there. They just don't want to move forward. They're not ready. And guess what? That's fine. That's not your cross to bear. Continually try to fix people where some don't even realize that they are broken. You cannot continue to attempt to fix people if they don't want to be fixed. Some people are at a really low place right now. Others would prefer to stay in the world of material madness than to move forward with a healthier life. Some people are just not ready for that. And they may never be ready for that. So let's talk about where many of us are in our lives right now. Where are you? When you look in the mirror, what do you want to say? One thing that I've learned, and I do this program called My Mirror and Me, My Traveling Mirror and Me. It's when you sit or you stand. Most times it gets to be very intense, so I prefer people to be in a seated position. But when we get real with that person that we see in the mirror, things change. I do this program where someone's seated looking at themselves in the mirror. And then each one of us in the group, they draw energy from us. We place our hands one on the other, and each one of us channels our energy into that individual in that chair. So that they can have the strength that they need to face that person that they are looking at. When you are able to be honest with yourself, you will expect the same in others. You will not allow others to mistreat you, to disrespect you, to lie to you, to use you, to walk upon you. You will not allow this to happen anymore. But we have to get to that place where we are true with ourselves. Let's talk about today's inspiration. Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Let me say that one again. You know, I am so amazed by. Every week when I start to go through and I say, well, what does the Bible say about this, that, and the other? Never heard this one before. Not in my entire life to my recollection. You see, some people take everything that they see at face value. I will go to every book, every resource, every Bible. And I look for what was written so long ago. And I see how it applies to the here and now. I'm not a minister. So I'm not going to say that everything in that Bible, I'm going to take it verbatim. Because if that's the case, that means that they knew that I would be sitting here right now talking to you thousands and thousands of years ago. Man did not know that. Man had no inkling that we would be driving in cars and flying across the air. They had no inkling of that. And life in general, the way that we respond, the way that we do things, we tend to have similar reactions no matter who we are, where we're from. We have similar actions. That's why if something's funny, people know how to laugh. How do you think people all over the world knew how to smile or laugh? We respond to certain situations in the same way. But as these situations change, our responses tend to alter, but they are still rooted in the original. When the sun comes up, we wake up in the morning. That hasn't changed. But now we know that once we retire, sometimes when the sun comes up, we put that cover over our heads and we go back to sleep. So I find things from long ago that can be applied to today. Not necessarily verbatim, because so many people can hear what I just said and get different meanings out of it. I say it, I apply it to what I'm speaking about. If you get something else out of it, that is your right, that is your privilege. But Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. We get so hung up in all the wrong things and reasons to stay. There are people that each and every day of every single week, we have our sessions. They complain, 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 complain. Well, you need to leave. Oh, no, 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 I can't do that. I'm too old to start all over again, and I'm never getting married again, and I'm never getting in a relationship, and I'm not doing this. So you would rather stay in an unhappy relationship because you're not willing to change. Then I get the usual silence, then I might get a little bit of attitude. Yeah, this is one of those quiet times because I'm touching on so many things that so many people know exactly what I'm saying. Attitude and altitudes, people, it's about preparing for our change. Today is what, December the 11th? I am so busy working towards my destiny. We had an assignment in school this week. It took me all day yesterday, and had I not looked up, but God made me look up, I saw it was what, 8:04. I said, oh, my gosh, I need to start the program. I had no idea that I had been working on this program since early this morning. I was a few minutes late starting, but thank the Lord it wasn't too late, and we are here now. I have my mission. I have my eyes on another prize. I don't have time to sit here and think, oh my goodness, you're more seasoned. You don't have a man in your life. Oh, you come home alone. Oh, you don't have anybody to hang out with. Oh. I don't have time for that. Find yourself something else to put your attention to. Find a hobby. Find groups of like-minded people. Oh, and here we go. I don't want to hang out with them people. You know, a lot of them people be looking, and they all looking at the same thing. If we go somewhere, we all looking at the same man and all this and that. Once again, stop going out looking for someone to complete your existence. You are whole as you are. Stop going out looking for that. Go out to sightsee. You're not going out to man and woman see, he or see, she. You are going out to sightsee. You're going out to socialize. You're going out to have a good time. Trust me, when you go out hungry, there are a whole bunch of things out there who are trying to feed you their load of mess. Going out with one thing on your mind. You will never get change. What you will do is attract exactly what you have just been freed from. You will continue the vicious cycle. You will not break your chains of oppression. You will not break your chains, that are holding you back. Change comes when you break your chains. Change your way of thinking. I enjoy doing what I do. I enjoy going out here meeting and greeting people each and every day. I enjoy that. I don't come home and think, oh, my house is empty. I'm alone. Oh, woe is me. I'm so alone. I know right now I'm not in a good place to be an asset to anyone. Because right now I'm still building my worth within myself. That moment when I need you to understand that it's okay for you to be by yourself sometimes. And as I spoke about it, I believe it was yesterday, and the show before that, so many of you, you go out here looking for caviar when you can't even afford a can of tuna. And if you are one of those people who happens to fall upon someone who will accept you with your can of tuna or lackings thereof, and then you wonder why you're treated like an object and not his or her most precious obsession, it's because you have put yourself out there as if you were for sale. You put yourself on display. And now to hunter has found his or her prey. And you want to know why. You don't want to go, but you're so unhappy if you stay. It's because you have not changed your mindset. Many of us are unhappy because of our mindset. Everything that can be traced back to the things that we do or do not do. It's really a broad response because some things that we do or do not do are direct products of our childhoods, of incidences that have happened in our lives. Some of us is simply because we just want to belong in that world of bling and shiny things. And so many of us, we give until we have nothing left. And all we have are people who are receiving, and they have never once reciprocated anything. And I'm not saying that we give with the expectation of receiving. But in relationships, it is a give and take. In families, many families, it is a give and take. It is compromise, not settling, not giving up on your hopes and dreams, Will you alter plans? Of course you will. But do you just erase your hopes and dreams? No, never. It may take you the next 10 years, 15 years, maybe 20 years. I've been in school for a long time. This is my last hurrah. But I'm doing it for me, not for anyone else. I'm doing it because when I was young, I had a list. I shared this before, that back in the day, they used to have what was called hope chests, where people would prepare to get married and move away from home and things. And they'd have chests where they would put little things that they would need in the future when they moved away. I had a closet in one of our old homes, and I had several boxes. They were stacked up in there. I'd have things like towels and dishes. And I still do have my original dishes from my hope chest today, or some of them. Silverware. I had almost everything that I even bought an ironing board. An iron, my original iron. All types of things that I would need when I moved away from home. When I turned 18, I left home. I had a decent job. I was working, and I needed to get away from home. So whether I was ready or not, I had to take that leap into the real world. And I've never gone back home. Now, at some point in my life, my mom has stayed with me. My brother stayed with me when he was in the process of divorcing his first wife and things like that. But I never went back. I knew that I had a lonely road to walk. But what I did do was that for all of my successes at a very young age, I kept aligning myself with the wrong people. Because it wasn't until recently, and if you follow all of the shows in my journey, you know that I have found so many truths in the last couple of years, and we're talking about within the last, between 2008 and now, I've discovered so many hidden truths about so many things, and that in itself has caused a major shift. And one of my biggest abusers and oppressors did something a few months ago that broke me. It changed me. It changed my mindset. It changed everything about my being. It was the last straw for me in this world, in this life. And everything changed for me. I knew that I had to walk away from almost everything and everyone who I have known my entire life, in order for me to continue to move forward, in order for me to find true peace for whatever time I have left on this earth. These are some of the hard decisions that you may come up against in order for you to make your shift and your change and find your new success and destiny in the new year and beyond. Only you understand why you stay where you are, where you don't want to move. I know what the people who I associate with and I work with tell me. And I do see significant patterns in behavior. But you have to really want it before it's too late. And when you do get the strength to run, be vigilant. Know your surroundings, because some people don't like to be rejected. They do not like to lose. I said it yesterday and I'll say it again. Prepare, prepare. Preparation is everything. Don't get into a relationship where you are totally dependent on anyone. Have your own. Have your fallback plan. You have a car. He or she needs a car. You know, I have, you know, this facility, it has cameras everywhere, and you see the darndest things. So we put up a new surveillance system, and we have a group of people here who certain nights throughout the week, last night was no different. People ride up, they get into the cars, and they sit for hours. Now, it's cold here. This is our winter months now. Sometimes they'll turn on the car, and naturally some cars, they turn on the headlights for some reason to warm themselves up, and they're out there for hours. This morning, I happened to have been up, as I said, I was doing a project, and I was looking at the monitor, and once again, a car was there, and we have assigned spaces where I am, so one of my spaces is open because, as you all know my story, I lost my car, my truck, and I replaced one, but I have yet to make the second purchase for my second vehicle. So my space is open, so they tend to use that for their little rendezvous or tryst or whatever they're doing out there. We're talking 2, 3, 4 hours. This morning, the gentleman got out of the car, and he had on a T-shirt and jeans. That's it. Now, it's cold here. Now, last time I saw him, he was fixing himself up, getting his clothing together. So I don't know what's going on. Tell you all something, ladies and gentlemen. And it's two people. One is a female, one is a male. Some nights I'll catch the female coming in. Some nights I'll catch the male. If you have to have these little rendezvous in a car in a dark place, because right now our street light has been out for almost a month and a half now, and for whatever reason, BGE can't seem to get it together and fix it. So I'm going to be on that this week. But they pull in, and for hours, you tell me what you think is going on for hours. I'm pretty sure that they are not talking about being, you know, sitting out in the cold. They never go into their residence, never, ever, ever. They sit out in the car for hours. If you're living that type of a lie, you're living wrong. Ladies, if you have to pick up some piece of man and you have to sit in the parking lot and let him do whatever you are doing, whether it's just talking all night, it makes no sense. You're wasting your gas, running heat to talk to some person in a parking lot in the dead of night. Gentlemen, if you have some woman that you're picking up and you can't even go in the house and you have to sit in the car for hours at a time at night, who are you creeping from? You don't have a home? You can't go in their home? I know you can't go in their home because you never get out of the car. You don't have a home to take this woman to sit and have some wine or drink your favorite beverage, have a good meal and talk. You have to sit in an empty parking lot in the dead of night, in the darkness, in winter, where you have to keep turning on the engine to heat it up and then you turn it off. Who does that? If you're living that type of a life, you are living a lie. Help me to understand. Great example. It just happened this morning. I said, okay, well, I get it now. Help me to understand. You all know my story. My abuser and his sidekick are right here every day. I told the courts, yes, I have surveillance. I have everything to protect myself. She is just as crazy as he is. So, yeah, I'm going to keep surveillance. And I just thought it was so amazing when we did this upgrade recently, the things that you see that people do. Be very vigilant. Know your surroundings. Know what's going on. Know what's happening in your life. Especially if you've gotten out of something bad and you've left a really mean, nasty, bad person who doesn't know how to take no for an answer, how dare you gain your strength and walk away? Be vigilant. I need you. Care of you. I need you to get real with that person that you see in the mirror. I need you to understand that you are worth more. And everything that you love that that person supplied to you, you can have that too. Get up off of your butt and work towards it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't achieve whatever it is that you want to do, whether it takes you the rest of your life. Guess what? You're going to enjoy the journey knowing that you did what you wanted to do. Understand your worth. Understand the power of your no. Know your no. If you know people where you've known them most of your lives, maybe you can join forces. As long as they have a job, you have a job, and or in the event that one of you is not able to work, you can still carry things while they make plans for wherever they're going in their life, because you're not here to take care of anyone. Make sure that you can survive with or without. Let me say that one more time. Make sure you can survive with or without. Be anything to explain. You will be with that person by choice, not by necessity. You will be able to stand on your own. You will recognize your worth. You will not be out here looking for someone to complete you. You will not be out here looking for someone to make you happy. You can make all the entertainment and excitement you want in your life. You know, my right hand and my foundation, so many people, they watch us and they know us, and we're like two peas in a pod, as someone said just the other day. I watch him every time I turn around. He's on his way somewhere else. He lets no grass grow under his feet. He's still in school. He's still learning. That's by his choice. Still moving towards his destiny. He walked away from a career job to move forward because that job was killing him. I walked away from a job that was killing me, about to walk away from another one that's killing me. Sometimes we have to have that faith and leap into the unknown. When we're comfortable with what we're going to do next, we get sloppy. We get complacent. We get lax and derelict in our duties. Into the unknown, we stay on point. We have to keep 1, 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. But we stay ahead and we stay on top. And we can survive. And when we find someone who can walk that journey with us, that's an added blessing. When we can go into relationships with no conditions, requirements, and all of those things that people put on relationships, when we can just enjoy the moment, knowing that if it doesn't work out, I can go home and sleep well at night. You can go home and sleep well at night. He can go home and sleep well at night, and so can she. We move on. We tend to, so many of us, we tend to attach to people. Instead of aligning with them, we attach to them. Don't leave me to someone. You get stuck in every other aspect of your life. Let me say that again. When you decide to stick to someone, you get stuck in every other aspect of your life. You can't move. You need this person. They try to break away and you try to hold on. Make Matter of fact, don't help me to understand. I don't need to understand. I just need for you to realize your worth and know that it will be okay. There are some people out there that talk a good game, but right now they're out there looking, just got divorced, and they're out there looking for the next new thing. May not be the best thing, but it's the next new thing because they have lived a life of take care of me. And they wait until now, but they're doing wonderful by themselves, but they are on the prowl. We need to get rid of that thinking. I'm not even going to kid you, I'd love to meet someone who was on point that was one of those, you know, 2%ers in the world or the 1%ers of the world who loves me and I love him back and we have a wonderful life. I would love that fairy tale. The odds of it happening to me, again, because I've had it at one point. But see, the difference in how I think is the fact that when things change, and the love is gone, the respect is gone, and all of that, many of you stay. I left. Did that knock me down a couple notches? It sure did. But my self-worth meant more to me than staying in an unhealthy relationship. I didn't care how much money he had. I'm sorry. And so many of you said, well, that's your stupidity. You're absolutely right. But I'd rather be stupid happy than to be wealthy, dumb, and unhappy, and in an unsafe environment. So that's my take on it. So as always, hey, I want you to get involved. I want you to reach out, and there's several ways you can do that. Over on Facebook, we have several groups there. We have our Open Urban group, which is focused females offering clarity, unity, and success, where almost any topic within respect and reason goes. Our professional group is focused females global. If you're ready for that shift and you're looking for the resources to help you, reach out to us. We will definitely point you in the right direction. Over on Google Plus, my worldwide coaching group. It's called Relationship Recovery. Reach out. You want to write to me or talk to me? My website is cmariawall.com. My email is letsgrow@cmariawall.com. And the website also has a contact form there if you'd like to use that. You want to visit our Focus Females group? The email is focusfemalesglobal.com. And the email is inspire@focusfemalesglobal.com. And that has a contact form there as well. But what you may not know is that all of our programs, both virtual and real world, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And that is an IRS-approved, tax-exempt, 501c3 nonprofit. We would love for you to get involved. We need your support in so many ways, whether it be a product, a service, or monetary donation. Your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. We would love to hear from you. You want to know more about us and our programs? That website is thewallfoundationinc.org. And as always, before I go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be knocking at your door, coming your way from this very moment and beyond. And as always, a special shout out to all of the females who have served and are serving in the armed forces, who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. As always, you and our fellow brothers, you are appreciated, respected. We are keeping you in our prayer each and every moment of every single day. And for those of you in the military who are looking for resources to help, I found a wonderful site, battlebuddy.info. That's battle, B-A-T-T-L-E, hyphen buddy, B-U-D-D-Y.info. It is a place that has a lot of information for those in the military who are veterans, active duty, their caregivers and families. Check it out. Find what you need to get the help that you deserve. So until next time, continue to pay it and pray it forward. I'm C. Maria Wall, wishing all of you a wonderful remainder of your weekend and beyond. I'll see you here again on Saturday for the Saturday Morning Motivation Show at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then right back here that following Sunday for sessions 30 and 31 of our Attitude and Altitude series. Until then, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, and I pray that I will see you again soon. Take care.